Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, getting close to the end of the beautiful Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin, dealing with things that you're allowed to do for food preparations on Yontif. And we begin on the second line with Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Zimein Shlosha. Again, we're talking here about birds, doves that you have in your dove coat, and you designated before Yontif three of them. And now, on Yontif, Umotzu Shnaim, you only find two of them there. Mutar, you have the right, the Mechaber tells us, to assume that one flew away, and those are the two still left of the three that you originally designated. And the Ramah adds, Vafilu Hoy Mukushar Biyachet, even if they originally tied all together. We assume, Mintechei Mahadode, that the birds separated themselves, and therefore, it brings down the name of Beis Yosef, they are allowed to be assumed that the two that are left are the two of the three that you originally had designated. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem, and he says, the lo machzikinan reyusa, we don't have to assume the worst over here and assume that the three that you designated left and two took their place. The amrinan, and we can say, tashdayin hein heim sheichinan, the two of the three are the two of the three that you originally designated. Rak achas azl di alma, and only one of them left, the other two are still good. Sivkot and Mem Aleph, we assume, menatre mehadade, that one bird somehow untied itself, and therefore it left. But the other two are still there. The Mishneh Berurah explains, Shederech bali chayim lisparik ulinosik mikshirosam. It's the nature of animals to try to break out and get out of the ties, the binds that you have them in. V'yamrinan, and therefore we can say, Shashlishi nisparik, the third bird that you were designated somehow got away. Nisparik man, it separated itself from them, v'azol yabba, it went off and flew away. V'hu adin, likewise, imotso gam hashnayim shimutar mikshirosam. Likewise, even if those two that are left behind are untied, we likewise say, Deshari gam kein mitamze. We can assume that these two are still the same ones. However, that is not agreed upon by everybody. That's the Ramah's opinion over here, but the Mishneh Berurah says the Taz disagrees. Vinei harav Taz cholek adinze. The Taz, Rav HaTaz, disagrees with Ramah. Uludvarav, according to the Taz, and in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Samach Dalet, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that this is also the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabba, and he says it's the opinion of the Yamshel Shlomo, and the Prisha, and the Maimer Mordechai. So it's not just the Taz. In any event, Kosher Lo Motza, Kefi, Shenichon, if you don't find them, according to all of these Achronim, exactly the way you designated them and left them Erev Yontif, Amrinam, we assume the worst. We say, Hani Shehizmin, those three that you had originally designated, Azluli Amo, they flew away. V'hanu Achrini, and these two that are left, Ninhu, are two different birds. However, even the Taz and these other Achronim say, Miu, Behizmin, Shnaim, Motzah Shnaim, even they agree that if you designated two, and now you find two, just that they're untied, in the situation where you designated two, and they were tied, and now you come back, and there are two there, and they're untied, you don't assume the worst, even according to the Taz. They just untied their Kshira, but they're the same two birds. But that's the machlokus of the Taz and these other achronim on the Ramah. The Mishneh Berurah points out, "Avol kam achronim maskim l'diriyagah b'chol gavne." There are many achronim, and he brings this down in Os Samachay in the Shaar HaTzion. The Chofetz Chaim says it's the Pri Chodosh, the Chemed Moshe, the Graz in the name of the Levush, the Shach, the Chok Yaakov. They all say, like the Ramah, that as long as there are birds left there, so there were originally three, and now there are only two, you can assume that those two are two of the original three. Sif Yudalit, the Mechaber writes, Zimein b'sol hakein. You designated a pair in their cubicle in the dove coat. Umatzu lifnei hakein. And on Yontif, when you come back, they're not inside the cubicle. They're on like a ledge in front of the cubicle. So are those the same two birds? And they just moved from inside the cubicle to the ledge? Or do we assume that the ones inside the cubicle flew away? And these are two new birds that landed on the ledge. So the Mechaber paskins asurim. You have to assume the worst. However, he says that's only if there are other dove coats nearby. If there is no dovecoat within 50 amma, that's what we'll see means nearby. So then in this situation, then you can assume that those are still the same birds. They just move from the inside to the ledge. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem Beis, Perish. As I already told you, I got it from the Mishneh Berurah, Derech kol ha-shavochim, the nature of the dovecoats was Lios ma'at midaf ha'aliyah bolet michutz ha-mechitza ha-chitzona shol kein v'kein. So you have the inner cubicle where they live, that's where they nest, so to say, and then there's like a ledge in the front, the porch, that they go out on. The shama yonim yotzim l'shof avir, they go out there to get some fresh air, v'nochin shama, they rest there sometimes, v'chozim l'kein, then they go back inside. The Alpha Gav Dasha Chinu Lifnea Kane Shurgin Lotzes Bo. And even though you find them now on the ledge of their normal cubicle, since you didn't find them inside where they were originally, chayshin, and we have to assume the words, dilmahani, the azmin, the two that you designated inside the cubicle have left, azlu, v'hani me'alma asu, and a new two birds came over there, me'ashovachin shesvivos shovachzeh, from nearby dovecotes. And what does it mean nearby? Sivkot mem gimel, hainu besol chamishim amah, that they're within 50 amah, because we're talking here about birds that hop, they aren't yet flying. If they're flying, so then they're not considered mezuman, even if you designated them, because they can fly away. They're not considered captured. So therefore, when there's another dovecote within 50, and the birds are just at the hopping stage, they haven't yet learned to fly, shedarkum ledados ashirzeh, they'll only go up to 50 amah away. So if there's no other dovecote within 50 amah, you don't have to presume the worst. Ukadakame, as we have already learned, and we'll learn again. Therefore, Sivkot and Memdala, the Mutarim, if there's no other dovecote nearby, Devada Eluhain, Shehizmin, Besocha Kain, Ubala for now. Because in this situation, there's no other birds that could have come here from another place. There's nothing else within 50 Yama. And therefore, it must be that the birds inside the cubicle are now on the ledge, and those are the same birds that you were Mazmin, and it's not a problem. Chaber continues and says, that's only Bahani Mili Bimadadin. Only if you're talking about birds that just hop. They're too young, they can't fly yet. Avolim Hem Mafrichin, but if they're able to fly, then Asurim, then they're certainly no good, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memhei, or Mayri Behem Mafrichim Kitsas. Or even if they can fly a little bit, they don't have to fly a lot. The Micholim for all Kiroi, if they can fly a lot, Embem Din Zimun Klau, Shari Asum Mitzida, then they're certainly not allowed to go and be a Mezuman because they fly away. Ukadabu Siv Tes. But here we're talking about even they can only fly a little bit. We have to be concerned that they're going to go more than 50 amma, even though they're mostly hopping, but if they can fly a little bit, you have to be concerned. The Mechaber continues and he writes, and that which we said, if they're just hopping, if there is no cane within 50 amma, then they're okay. But if there's a cane within 50 amma, they're not okay. You have to presume the worst. He said that's only if you can see the other cane within 50 amma. In Mubikaren Zavis, but if it's a corner, you have to go like around the right turn, then Sheni Yochel also became Zeh. You can't see from your dovecote to the next dovecote. So even though it's within 50 amma, but it's around the corner, the rule is, kiven sheinam mafrichin el medadim, since they're not flying, they're only hopping, they only hop to a place that they can see. So even though it's only 40 amma away, but it's around the right turn, so they're not going to be able to see it, they're not going to hop there. Mishum dekol hecha de medade, velo hodar chazi lekine lo medade. If they can't see their own dovecote, they're not going to go far enough away. So they're not going to turn the corner, because then they won't be able to see their own dovecote anymore. So the rule is that they only hop to a place that they can see. So if there's one, they can only hop 50 amma, so if there's nothing within 50 amma, even if they can see it, it's not a problem. But if it's even within 50 amma, but they can't see it, so then we don't assume that they're going to hop over there. That's the rule. The Rama adds over here, and he says, "Vim hizmin tol hakein umotzal pesach hakein mutarim." If he was mazmin them from within the nest, umotzal pesach hakein, and he finds them on the pesach of the cane, then it's mutar. He brings us down the name of Arzarua. This is different than the ledge. The ledge is not the right in front of the nest. So what the Rama is saying over here is that you basically have three places. You have the nest inside the cubicle, right in front of the nest inside the cubicle, and the ledge. So the Rama is adding over here in the name of the Arzarua that if it's right in front of the nest, so then even though it's not in the nest, that's still considered that that's definitely the same pair. Sif Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Einu Yehudi, Shevi, Doron, Li Yisrael, Biyontif. If a non-Jewish person, you have a nice next door neighbor, non-Jewish, and he brings you a present, he brings you some doves, kosher doves, and he brings them on Yontif. And these are Bnei Yona Kitanim, and these are small, non-flying birds, Mishovachos Sheish Lobir, that are within the Tchum, they're within the city, so the Mechaber is already getting rid of all the problems, so they're considered Mezuma to him because they're not capable of flying, they're Kitanim, and they're not outside the Tchum. Kivon Shein Srichim Tzida, they didn't need to be trapped, therefore, mutarim. Therefore, you can accept it from the non-Jewish person and take his gift. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Zayin, Sharik Tanim Heim, number one, they're small, Sheinam Parchim, they don't fly, and therefore, Ukadel in Siv Tes, as we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, there's not a problem of them being not trapped. Dirshu footnote number 47 brings down, however, Avolim Heim Gedolim, if they're larger birds, they can fly, Umuchusrit Sida, then they're considered that they can fly away, they're not considered trapped, so then we learned already in Hilcha Shabbos in Simin Shin Yud, Sheim Muktza L'choladeos, they're considered Muktza. Alpha Pishem Shalok, you know, they're owned by the guy. The guy doesn't have a problem eating them. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have din of Muktza. But for us, they're Muktza. And therefore, we can't take them on Yontif and Shech them. Based upon this, we're going to learn a little bit later on in Siman Tov Kuf Tezvav, that they would be forbidden for the Yid, even if the guy trapped him for himself, and then he subsequently changed his mind. The guy trapped him for himself. But then he decided, I don't want to be flesh. The guy said, I don't want to have chicken. I'll give this to my friend over here, the Yid. And he gives the live birds to the Yid. So even though he trapped them for himself, you're not allowed to use them. And if he trapped them specifically for you, then there's certainly also mitam nosaf. There's another reason over here. This is Amir Liakum. This is like anything that a guy does for you, even though you didn't tell him to do it, that it's also for the Yisrael. Even though you didn't ask him to do it, because we're concerned, Xera. Now he didn't do it for you, but next time he's going to do it for you. And the nafkamina here is that even after yontif, you have to wait the amount of time it would take to trap it in order to be able to use them. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memches tells us that these small birds that are within the tchum, within the city, they can't fly, so then you're allowed to accept the present from the goy, mutarim. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Memches, af l'mi shaviyam. This is true, even he brought them for you. The Shal Yisrael b'chi ha'gavne ein Yisurim. For you it's not usur. Rak mishum shalom zmina. The only problem is that they weren't mezuman. Ba'katzei daitin hemir yontif. If you were to have done this for yourself, so then you didn't have them in mind, and therefore the muktzah. But here, by the guy, since they belong to the guy, the guy's allowed to trap them. He can do whatever he wants with them. So they're always on his mind, and therefore they're not muktza. And therefore, they are considered able to be used by anybody. However, that's why we said, but if the guy brings him from outside the tchum, he has a dovecote that's outside the city limits, more than 2,000 amas beyond the city, then if he brought them for you, you can't use them. But somebody else is allowed to use them. We'll wait till we get there to learn those dinim. Now we go to Sif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hashochet behem biyontif. Now we're talking about no longer birds, we're talking about if you shecht an animal. So you shecht an animal, a behema on yontif. Of course, you're allowed to do that. Tov lo, it is preferable that you don't check the lungs to see if there's any sircha, if there's any adhesions that would possibly the animal, make it non-kosher, until you flay it, at shiyafshe. Because otherwise, if you wait and do the bedika first, shim timotze treifa, if you find the fact that the behema is a treifa, now it's muktzah, and lo ye rashay lafshita, and you won't be able to go and flay it, and the hide will go to waste. What is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memtes, we allow you to flay the animal over here before you do the bedika, kodim shabbatka. Why? Because we're allowed to go by the rove that says it isn't, in fact, going to have a problem inside that makes it a trefo, one of the yudches trefos. Why? Shirov behemos kisheros, because the majority of animals are kosher. Shirov behemos kisheros hain, and therefore you can rely upon this rove. The Sharet Zion in Osamach Tes tells us that im kvar nolad bosofik trefo, if there already is a chashash, maybe this animal's a trefo, then are you allowed to go and flay it now? Until you resolve your shaila, so then the Maimon Mordechai brings down from the Bach that yes, you can. However, he's not clear about this. And he tells us, look in Siman Tov Tzadi Ches for more details about this. Now, you can look in Dirshu footnote number 50 for that, but we'll wait a minute to Hashem. We'll get to it in another few days. Dirshu footnote number 48 brings down, B'tam Hetter Lahavshit B'yomtov Behem Hashem Trefa. Why are you allowed to go flay this? After all, that's not for eating purposes. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Shekivan She'efshar La'agiyah La'abasar below La'avshit Asar, because you can't get to the meat unless you flay the animal. Therefore, Havshat Asar, the flaying of the animal, Gam Hi B'chal Ochel Nefesh. That's also included as part of Ochel Nefesh. The issue foot number 49 brings down, V'av Shemiyah Behemos Trefus Humiyudah Motzui. We just said that the majority of the behemos are kosher. But that implies that we have to do a bedika still, because it's a miyud hamatsui. We have to do a bedika of the lungs, because enough of them, even though it's a majority or not, but enough of them are, it's a miyud hamatsui, it's a common miyud, a high minority, and therefore, mishum kach, also lechol is a behema kodem bedika. You're not allowed to eat the behema before you do the bedika, so how come you're allowed to flay it? Why don't we say, if it's a trefa, sorry, you can't flay it. So Rekiva Eger brings down, Shein Lesser Lahavshit Kodem Bedika. We don't require you to wait to do the flaying until the Bedika because of this Chashash. Why? Because Minatora Mutter. Technically, Minatora, the Raisa, you're allowed to flay because you can rely upon the Rove. And this rabbinical idea that you should be concerned about the Mira Matzui, and therefore go and always check the lungs, that's not enough of a reason to prevent you from doing the flaying. Because if you instituted this, and let's say it's 10%, 20% that have this lung problem, so then people can say, hey, I'm going to lose the hide. The hide is a lot of money. I'm not going to shecht on yontif. I'll have cream cheese on yontif. And I won't shecht on yontif. And therefore, the rabbi said, if we instituted that you're not allowed to flay the animal before you do the bedikah, so then it's going to lead to a lack of simchas yontif. And therefore, the rabbis just said, you don't have to do this, midi rabbanan. Therefore, if you did shecht it before yontif, and it wasn't for the tzorach of yontif, so then, if you had time to go and flay it before yontif, great. But Rabbi Akiva Ega says, if you didn't, then you're not allowed to go and flay it before you do the bedika. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun, he brings down, because the flaying, if it is a treifa, is not for eating purposes anymore. Because we said the Aruch HaShulchan said you're allowed to flay it because you're going to eat it. That's the only way to get the meat. But once you know it's a treifa, you're not going to eat it, so then there's no purpose in the flaying. Likewise, he says, if you have a bird that became a treifa and you can't go and shecht it, so you can't remove the feathers. Also, limrot hanotzos. And he says, and even to do it in a shinui dika way, in a way that it wouldn't be an isser, it's only an isser the rabbanon, gamkin osur. What's a din the rabbanon over here? So you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ayin, and he brings down two possibilities. He says, to go and cut it up into pieces. The issue footnote number 53 says, the shear of these pieces is brought down by Machs Tesheko, that that it wouldn't weigh a certain amount. Fine. And this way, you're mafsid la'or v'eino ela makalko. This way, you're not really benefiting from the or, and therefore it's makalko. And that is the opinion of Rashi. Or alternatively, the Shibali Aleket brings down the name of Rebbeinu Ephraim, shemafsid osor shelo kedaka. Do it in an abnormal fashion. Use, for example, a kotz or a kana. Use some sort of an implement that is not the normal way to go and flay it. These are examples of lahafshit Derech she'eno osur, but you're still not allowed to do this. It's still osur. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'lo sharina le mishum taima duma mimna v'lo shachet." We don't say that if we don't let you do this, then a guy won't shecht. V'ispatim simchas yontif, as we learned, ukmo ahid the tov tzadi test sif gimel shari evshol lo lahavshu kol the medika, because we have an alternate way to do it over here, and therefore do it the right way, do the flaying and then the medika. But if you did the medika, sorry, buddy, if it's a treifa, you're not allowed to flay it. The issue foot number 51 brings down from Shulchan Aruch, she'tiru kama dvarim betipul ba'or ha'behema, she'enam asurim al midrabbanan. We allow you to do a number of things on the or that are only assumed the rabbanan. For example, you can spread it out over here where people will step on it and start the tanning process. Limros she'or misavi kitzase dekach. In this way, the or will get started, it won't get ruined. And the reason why you're allowed to do this, humi entam, she'miyasru oso olav, if we don't allow the people to do this, they won't go and shecht. That's the idea that you're allowed to do this because otherwise people won't shecht. The issue foot number 52 says, if somebody shechted it on Erev Yontif and he flayed it on Yontif, then you're not allowed to go put it out where people are going to step on it. Likewise, then you're also not allowed to do other things, even though they're only asking the Rabbanan. Why? We don't say over here that you wouldn't go and shecht it. You already did shecht it. And if you really were concerned about this, you would have flayed it before yontif and put it out and started the tanning process. Therefore, lefize, im shochat b'erev yontif, and you didn't have time, lo yiso lo shos lahav shittis or b'erev yontif. You shechted erev yontif, you're running late, and you want to shecht it and do the flaying and do this putting it out, but you just didn't have time, then mutal lo lishotcho b'yontif b'mokim yisrael gliodom. Then you would be allowed to go put it out where people can step on it. That concludes today's shir.